Hello, my name is Jane Weinstein.
And I'm Bridget Halliday.
And in this podcast, we will be talking about how past pandemics compare to the current COVID-19 pandemic. I'd first like to ask if you give consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project, and can you please state the date and time?
I consent to being interviewed, and it is December 10th, 2021 at 2 p.m.
I will now be asking Bridget some questions. First, I'd like to start off by asking, how has learning about other pandemics help or not help you put this pandemic into context?
I think it was really interesting learning about other pandemics and seeing that even after knowing the history and knowing how many people have experienced this kind of thing before, people really maintained a superiority complex almost and really had the impression that it couldn't ever happen to them, even though the biological pattern of pandemics has really occurred quite regularly throughout the existence of humanity. But I think that once the world kind of shut down and people were at home and maybe had a little bit more free time to spend some time learning about previous pandemics, it helped guide a lot of people to acceptance, knowing that so many people had faced the same struggles in the past.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you with that. Now I'd like to ask whether or not humans have learned from prior experience with the pandemic.
Yeah, I think part of the problem with carrying over lessons from previous pandemics has just been that sometimes there are really long time gaps between a lot of the big major ones, like, for example, those 1918 flu and then COVID-19, that was like nearly a century. So I think that it can be difficult for those lessons to kind of translate across generations, but I also think that a big problem lies in the fact that many individuals are so uneducated about the repetitive, like, historical nature of pandemics and the biological factors in that. So I think if we start to educate societies about the sort of inevitability of pandemics, it'll direct more attention to lessons that need to be learned to improve our responses in the future instead of just trying to eliminate them altogether.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. I would now like to end by asking, what would you consider the most important lesson that needs to be taken away from COVID-19?
I think that it'll be very important to recognize mistakes that were made during the COVID-19 pandemic and to admit that there were mistakes made so that we can really move on to acceptance and learning from them in the future. I think that one of the biggest problems that we had was that differing perspectives and motives between health officials and government officials created a very inefficient divide in leadership, which really turned the pandemic into a political opinion instead of a danger to all of society, regardless of party and class. So I think that's probably the biggest area that I would name that needs improvement to prevent tragedy in the future.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
Okay, so I will now be asking Jaden if he gives consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project.
I do give consent.
Okay, and I will start my portion of the interview asking Jaden questions. Okay, Jaden, so how have past pandemics put the COVID pandemic into context for you?
So learning about past pandemics has really caused me to realize how serious disease is when it is considered a pandemic. Learning about the different pandemics, including smallpox and the Black Death, it showed me how serious those pandemics are. Part of the reason why smallpox and the Black Death were so dangerous is because of how easily the disease is transmitted from person to person. Knowing that COVID is also highly contagious, past diseases that were highly contagious allows me to put the COVID pandemic into perspective as I see how dangerous it is being very highly contagious.
Yeah, I definitely agree that it's super helpful that we have those past pandemics to compare it to. All right, so how does this pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic, compare to past pandemics?
So living through the COVID pandemic with our modern government makes me feel a lot safer than past pandemics. Today, our government has done a good job of identifying who has been infected by COVID with all the tests required, and our government has done a good job of causing those people to be isolated. During past pandemics, the science was not really there to identify everyone who was infected and to isolate them. Although in past pandemics, they did use similar techniques to stop the spread of the pandemic, including sanitary cordons and quarantines.
Yeah, I definitely have enjoyed this semester getting to see the progression of some of the same quarantine measures being developed and kind of honed down so they were made more perfect. Okay, and my last question is, how have past pandemics affected your college experience?
So while looking at past pandemics, I learned how important it is to abide by the guidelines that governments have set out. It is important the people being affected by the pandemic all work together as a team and abide by the guidelines in order to stop the spread. Thinking about the past pandemics has caused me to really focus on abiding by the guidelines today's government has made for the COVID pandemic. I make sure I am always wearing my mask indoors, and if I'm ever feeling sick, I make sure I get tested and quarantine myself.
That's great. Well, it was really nice talking to you today, Jaden, and getting to sort of reflect on the semester and everything we've learned about this pandemic and past pandemics.
Yeah, it was nice talking to you and learning about your perspective on past pandemics and the current COVID-19 pandemic.
Thank you for listening.